How did I meet Dios? Well, this body of work is a body of work that I spent about 7 years on, and it all started when I moved to a old warehouse in San Francisco that had prior to that been a sewing factory, and helped build it out into a live-work clandestine art studio of sorts. And this series of portraits started out with me wandering around the neighborhood that I had just moved into and trying to get to know my neighbors. The drawings were drawings of people that I met within 100 feet of my front door for the first several years of the series. And it was all about me trying to dive into this space that I was now a part of and get to know everyone in that neighborhood. And while it started initially sort of just as a personal exploratory project, it very quickly became about reversing the traditional relationship that portraiture has with society, where portraits are reserved for people at the top of society, for rich people, for, you know, traditionally royalty and so forth. And the neighborhood that I found myself in San Francisco was one where there was a lot of visible poverty. And so these portraits became about reversing that relationship and using this traditionally hierarchical process as a way of telling the stories and shedding light on individuals who I had gotten to know in my neighborhood. So Dios was actually one of the last portraits in that series. And he was somebody that I met after I had begun to move away, and I met him. I'd moved to Tulsa for an art fellowship, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and I actually met him on my first trip back a couple of months after leaving, and I went to say hi to some folks back in my old neighborhood, and I met him. And then I snapped a photograph with my iPhone, and I ended up bringing that back to my studio and making this portrait. And by the time I went back to San Francisco, I wasn't able to track him down again. It was a big regret of mine, actually, that I wasn't able to find him again. So it was sort of a funny portrait to talk about, because it happened as I finished this series of work and as I was in the process of moving away. And I didn't quite have the same connection with Dios as I had with some of the other folks who I became very close with as part of this series.